Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Extra Point Show from the Just Call Jed Studios. Injured? Call Jed.com. WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right. Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Paul coming through in the break with the exact total that the max contract can be had, $19.1 million AAV, a salary cap total of $95.5 million. I don't think McDavid's going to get that, but certainly that's something that he's certainly worthy of, just, of course, with the way that he plays and the production that he puts up.
Well, Matt Duchene didn't get that. He signed a four-year deal in Dallas at $4.5 million average.
Yes. Thank you for bringing that up, Paul. I was going to at some point, but you beat me to the punch. Joining us right now on the Wester Hotline, it's been a while since we've last talked with Mike Morial from NHL.com, but Mike was gracious enough to join us this morning to talk some NHL draft as we're about a week away from the draft taking place in Los Angeles. Mike, it's been a while since we've gotten the chance to last speak about draft talk in the hockey world. How are you, good sir?
Hello, Brayton. Hello, Paul. Glad to be on with you guys this morning. It's we're at that point, right, guys? It's the end of the Stanley Cup Final. Dominant performance by the Florida Panthers. Congratulations to the organization there, and congrats to the Edmonton Oilers too on reaching the Cup Final and what they had to go through to get there. I don't think no one anticipated that happening. And now we're gearing up for the NHL Draft in LA at LA Live's Peacock Theater. Going to be exciting. It's a brand new type setting, right, guys? It's going to be decentralized, so we'll get to see what that's all about.
And yeah,
there's a lot of good prospects in this draft, so it's going to be interesting how everything comes together and falls.
Well,
do you like this? Just because it's the first year doing it, and you mentioned, I mean, the players are going to be in Los Angeles. I'm going to be at Highmark Stadium here in Buffalo in Orchard Park, home of the Bills, covering the draft because that's where the Sabres are going to be. Do you like this setup?
Hey, you know what, Paul? It's definitely going to be different from previous events as it moves from that centralized format that we are accustomed to. The NHL's looks like they're going to invite a little over 90 prospects to attend the draft. Team execs, coaches, and scouts won't be present for the most part. You know, each team is going to gather, as you mentioned, Paul, at a central location at their home market or a place of their choosing. It's going to be different in a way because you're not going to. And I spoke to a few GMs and some scouts about this when I was at the combine about the new format. And, you know, I think the biggest thing and what everyone, you know, what everyone was kind of referring back to is the fact that you're not going to be on the floor being able to discuss things with GMs. And Danny Briere discussed, you know, just having the capability of just getting up and going over to a table, that type of thing. But you know, other people did mention too that it's also kind of good because, you know, you're with your group, you're hunkered in, you can get business done. There's no extraneous, you know, things to take your mind off what needs to be accomplished as an organization. So I guess there's benefits. But to me, it's going to be different for me not to see the GMs and the scouts and everyone else there on the draft floor with the team placards, you know, on the tables. It's always a fun time. But we'll see how it goes.
Well, Mike, certainly the NHL draft, when looking at the prospects, we know that Matthew Schaefer and Michael Mesa have widely been regarded as the top two prospects in this year's draft, with many mocks having Matthew Schaefer going one, Michael Mesa going number two. What intrigues you about both of those prospects overall?
Yeah, well, Matt Schaefer, you know, to me is at the top rate, no doubt. You know, how many number one defensemen are there in the league right now? I know for sure it's not 32. I mean, is it 16? Is it 25? What I do know is Schaefer's someone who could take over a game from the back end, recognizes what skill he needs to use to do that. He's able to size up opponents as good as anyone I've seen because you can see him adapt his game as it goes on. Erie general manager David Brown told me something very interesting, guys. He remembered former Erie GM Sherry Bassin talking about Connor McDavid in an interview back in 2015. And it was almost similar to what they're saying now about Schaefer. Look, I know they play different positions, but the fact that he had the ability to make plays before the plays happened, he knew where pucks were going, knew what he was going to do once he had the puck on his stick. It's his instinctual vision, his hockey IQ and awareness that were off the charts. And I think that kind of sums up, you know, really the kind of player that Schaefer is. And as far as Mies is concerned, and to me, with the size at 6'1", 184, he played wing prior to this season, guys. As you probably know, he played center this season and really stood out. The scouts loved what they saw from him down the middle. Skating, passing, the hockey sense. My NHL comparable to Michael Mesa is Steven Stamkos and what Stammer was able to do, you know, his first few years in the league. He's highly skilled, smart, does everything you can ask for or expect, and he does it all while playing the game the right way. He's that 200-foot player, his details in every area of the ice, very responsible in his own end of the ice. He's that type of player, and he does it with such quickness and elite hockey sense that it's just great to watch. So two fantastic players here. And if I were to tier them, it's Schaefer one. You get, then draw the line, and then Mises and a group of other, you know, really good high caliber players.
Now we look at the a lot of people say that the draft really starts with pick number three, which is held by the Chicago Blackhawks, and from there, it's pick three to 10, 11, 12, where it's kind of a toss-up where who can go where, which players are more sought after than others. Are you seeing any sort of surprises or sensing anything in that range, especially where the Sabres are at number nine, that you know, could play out come next Friday in the first round?
I'll tell you what, Brent, like that 2 to 5 range, I'm looking at Mesa, I'm looking at Caleb Desnoyers, I'm looking at Anton Frandell and James Hagans. Those are the players, and I'm sure you've heard and read a lot about them. 6 to 11, you're looking at the Porter Martones, the Jake O'Briens, the Victor Eklunds, who was a teammate of Frondell's this year in the Girardin. Roger McQueen, who's coming off the back injury, but looked very, very healthy and ready to go at the combine, did all the testing and did it very well. The kid Brady Martin, real hard-nosed player from Sault Ste. Marie in the O, goes about 6'1", 178. I'm a big fan. You know, the kid does it all. Brady Martin is a player that could be in that range for the Sabres. Look, when I think of the Sabres two guys, like, they're at a point now they have some good prospects in the system, but you'd want to kind of bulk up. But they're at a point where transitioning to a win now mode is more important to me, you know, for the fan base and everyone, than acquiring draft picks and future prospects. So it's going to be interesting to see how many of their 10 picks in this draft could be in play. But I know for sure they should keep that first one because they're going to get an elite player here. The players, obviously, you have the defenseman, Radomirka from Seattle. Big size players, 6'6", 207, has been outstanding since he showed up in Seattle the middle of this season. The guy that I had going to the Sabres in my most recent mock draft, and not only the fact is he a real good, solid defenseman, and Kayshon Acheson, the defenseman from Barry, but he plays with an edge in his game. And let's face it, the Sabres could use, whether it be a forward with some, you know, some aggressive play, someone that's going to stand up for teammates, or someone on the back end. Kayshon, you know, he's one of the most physical, competitive defenders I've seen come through the Ontario League in the last decade. Defensive intensity never wavers. He's a feared hitter, block shots. He got tangled up with Porter Martone on several occasions in many games when they played Brampton this year. They dropped the mitts. It was a lot of fun. And the funny thing is, guys, that Kayshon Acheson and Porter Martone were roommates at the combine, and they didn't know that that was going to happen. So here's Kayshon getting ready to walk into the room, and there's Porter Martone standing there like, oh, hey, what's going on? So if they had mitts, they probably would have dropped them then. But those are a few players. You know, the Brady Martins, the Kayshon Achesons, the Radomirkas, those are the players that I think could be in the range of the Sabres, and those would be fantastic picks.
I heard about Mirka. A lot of folks have talked about him going to the Sabres, a right-handed shooting defenseman, something the Sabres desperately need. But when I read about it and talk to people about it, they're not sure he would be available at 9. They think he might be gone by 9. Do you see that?
Yeah, I mean, that's quite possible, Paul. Look, the thing is that this, to me, when I look at this draft, it's top-heavy with centers. And who doesn't need centers? Whether you have them in your prospect pipeline or not, you always want to maybe add to that because you could use them as trade bait down the road or anything else. So it's good better to have more assets than fewer. So, but look, I like Radomirka. I think he's probably, Paul, I would say in my opinion, probably the second best defenseman on the board in this draft. But again, as I said, he, you know, was outstanding since he showed up in Seattle. Played about 30 minutes a night in all situations, handles that shutdown role. The thing that I didn't know that, you know, I did discuss with Radom when I saw him at the combine was he really started dedicating himself to hockey when he was 14 years old. So here we are 4 years later, and now he's the number 5 prospect on Central Scouting's final ranking of North American skaters. So to me, and I wrote about this in my story on NHL.com, Radomirka probably has the highest ceiling of anyone in this draft because he's really starting to come into his own as far as hockey development and what he needs to do to improve in his game. And when you have a guy that's 6'6", 207, as you said, Paul, right-handed shot, yeah, that's a lot to be desired. And not only that, he played against Jaromír Jágr, had an opportunity to play against Jágr when he was playing in the Czech League. He said that was a lot of fun. He goes, but you know what? I couldn't get the puck off of him for whatever reason. I just couldn't get that puck away from him. And I was like, well, don't worry about Radom. Neither can anyone in the NHL. So, Radom, he could be gone. But if he's not, I think that would be a real solid choice as well, Paul.
Mike Morial, NHL.com, joining us on the Wester Hotline here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. I do love the idea of drafting Radomirka with the 9th overall pick, if he's available, of course. But, Mike, you made mention of one guy that in the conversation with Kayshon Acheson with Porter Martone, saw a couple of people talking where earlier this year he was slotted to potentially be a top 3, top 5 pick in that group. Group with the likes of Misa, Hagens, Frondell, even Caleb Desnoyers. Now there's been some talk that he could fall down the draft board. I mean, he was at the World Juniors playing for Canada this past year. He's been at the World Championship with Canada as well. What is it that might lead him to dropping down the board to even some point where some people are saying he could be available for the Sabres at number nine, being a 6'3", 205-foot winger?
You know what I think, Brayton? I've talked to a lot of scouts about this. What's the reason? At first, it comes to me like maybe the thought of there are so many good centermen in this draft with good size as well. So when you're comparing apples to, oranges, and the apple is a 6'1", 6'2" center that's capable of doing some of the same things that Porter can, then maybe you go with that. Maybe you go with that other player, like a Jake O'Brien or someone of that sort with similar, not similar size, but close to it and plays with the same type of style. But Porter Marteau, to me, did nothing to diminish what everyone thought of him earlier in the year. There were some skeptics out there that, did say the skating might have been an issue for Porter entering the season. But to me, when I watched him on tape, saw him live, major issues in the skating that can't be developed and groomed and marinated, over the course of, a year, 2 years, with whatever an NHL team does take him. He has that package that teams look for, right? He has a little bit more of the size asset element to his game than some of the other skaters in this top five do. I think that's appealing to some teams, but I also think he's eliminated those concerns about the skating. He's undervalued on his skill set, guys. He's the one who wears his compete on his sleeve, and I think that's really what endears him to a lot of NHL clubs. And look, I did speak to some clubs, some teams that are in that top six, top seven range. I said, hey, we know there are good centers in this draft, but there's also a pretty good right wing, big size right wing that we could be looking at as well. So look, I talked to, James Richmond, the coach over there, and he was telling me about how, the comparisons to Corey Perry are very on the mark and what he's been able to bring. And look, he's a captain too with Brampton. That's not easy to do, a young 17, 18 year old as a captain on the team. He went to Canada, was at the World Championships, helped Canada out the World Junior Championships on an international level. He's been there, done that. So this is a player, Brayton, and I agree with you. Like, if he's there for the Sabres at nine, they got to think long and hard before passing on a player like Porter Marteau.
Another player that's really intriguing in this year's draft, and I think you can kind of easily point back to a player that was drafted high last year in Caden Lindstrom, but this year, Roger McQueen is another player that, I've seen plenty of people liken him to Tage Thompson just with his size and his ability as a right shot player down the middle of the ice, but the back injuries are a concern with him as well. How do you see things playing out with him? And he's another guy that obviously could be available for the Sabres at nine, but there's some that still believe he could go as high as in the top five, and then others that feel like he could drop out of the top 10.
6'5", 197, right-handed shot, ticks a lot of boxes, Brayden, in terms of his size and the skill level. A big guy who's got that potential to be a number one center in the NHL one day, can contribute on your top power play unit, moves very well for the size, he can get to where he needs to be on the ice, with or without the puck, possesses the game, he processes the game so well. Really good decision maker with the puck once he has it, and it's so hard to contain him. His shot is excellent. Now, obviously there were those, talks at the combine that even shocked, were shocking in that he was misdiagnosed with the back injury almost, it's been almost 2 years. So that was, they had said it was a bulging disc when actually it was a fracture, in his back. So he was doing rehab for a bulging disc for some time before finally, got that second opinion because it wasn't healing properly and he wasn't feeling well. So he did get that all straightened out with over the past year. I know he missed a lot of time this year, but it was because of the recovery. And it was because of what Brandon wanted him to go through to make sure he was 100%. They don't want to injure their top centerman. And then, the proof was in the pudding, guys, right at the combine. He did all the testing. He did them well. He was very happy with how he performed. Had a little over, 25 interviews at the combine. So obviously teams are very much interested in him. He did all the medicals that teams asked of him. And everything turned out great. So that's a credit to Roger and the work that he put in to get himself better at this point. And let's face it, guys, he's still a young player. The body's going to heal a lot better. So where he goes, it's going to be tough. I mean, do you take a player that's missed that many games this year knowing that he had the back injury, or do you maybe play it safe and take another player? That's going to be how these teams with the dilemma that they're going to have to face. But Roger McQueen, I tell you, when healthy, he could have been a top two pick in this draft for sure if he was healthy and played a full season.
You know, I remember arriving at the draft last year, and so many teams, I mean, Kevin Adams of the Sabres said he'd be looking to trade the pick. You know, he doesn't need any more prospects. He needs guys that can help now. Other GMs were talking about trading the pick. We get there, and nobody traded their pick. And it was like, what? Wait a minute. All these teams are trading their first-round pick, and nobody did. Did that surprise you last year?
I guess in some ways it did. You know, maybe there was a player that they were really hard on that they liked in the draft, or maybe the deal just wasn't there, right, Paul? We know how these things work and how GMs suddenly change minds about certain players or certain picks that they want to, give up in a trade. So we don't know what really happened, but I guess in some way it was a little bit surprising. I do know this, though, or I feel this, I should say, that with the decentralized draft this year, we might see a lot more activity maybe a day or two before the draft with trading. There's always that prospect of having the one big one happen on draft day, whether it be the first round or day two. But you know, the idea of trading a top 10 pick, top 11 pick, wherever it might be, whether it's its own or as part of a package in exchange for a proven impact player, is something, you know, we speculate a lot this time of year, and as well we should be. But especially in a draft where the caliber of player potentially available at 10 may not reach that of this year, of years past, the drawback to that idea is the rarity of such trades. As you said, Paul, in the last 15 years, I looked this up, only 6 top 10 picks have been traded in the days leading up to or at the NHL draft, the last coming in 2022 when Chicago traded Alex DeBrincat to the Ottawa Senators for the 2022 seventh overall pick. So, you know, we'll see what happens this year at the draft, but it's always it's always a storyline heading in. The writers want something to write about, and certainly players trading teams and going to different teams, different organizations is always a good one.
Well, Adam said in April already, he's totally open to looking into trading number 9. So he has not backed off that a year later.
Yeah, if the Sabres feel they can acquire a veteran player, right, Paul, who can contribute immediately, they should definitely consider trading the pick. Trading the pick could be a way to add a significant player who could help the Sabres make that playoff push, make the playoffs, not in the near future, now.
Real quick, Mike, before we let you go, I did want to get the chance to ask you, you've obviously been a guy that follows a lot of the prospects, not only leading up to the draft, but even their years afterwards. Wanted to get your thoughts quickly on the Sabres prospect system and who might be interesting for you this upcoming season in terms of guys you'll be watching, or maybe even someone that might make a jump to try to make the NHL roster.
Yeah, there are a good number of prospects in the Sabres system. I like what they have here in the pipeline. Konsta Hellenius, who they took number 14 in 24. Noah Ostlund in 22 at number 16. Anton Wahlberg, number 39 in 2023. Isaac Rezan, number 14 in 21. And even the Cleaver kid, the defenseman they took there, I like him. But the kid I have my eye on is Hellenius, and you know, I know he was in Rochester, an all-around good two-way center, probably benefited from playing with men in Europe because he's not overwhelmed, and that's pretty rare. So I like what Hellenius has to offer. The Cleaver kid is someone to keep an eye on too. I know in 24 he went in the second round to the Sabres. He looks like a guy that is getting better and better with the puck on his stick. He just needs to work on the puck skills a little bit, maybe his feet. But he's got, you know, he has the big, long frame, goes about 6'5", 210, handled himself really, really well at the World Juniors. I'm impressed with Kleber and what he's been able to do defensively. And then Versailles and the right wing goes about 6'1", 180. I know he played in Rochester, the 21 draft for the Sabres there. He really attacks the game, gets to the middle of the ice, has an ability to strip guys because he's really tenacious when he's on the puck. Not going to overpower the opposition or opposing players with his physicality, but he can get there quick, use that stick, can win battles, advance pucks, and that's what the Sabres need, those guys that are going to muck and grind in the corners, do some of the dirty work. And Lindy Ruff loves those kind of guys. So I like what the Sabres have here, Braden, in the pipeline, and this draft they'll certainly be able to build that.
How do you feel about Owen Power? I mean, here's a 22-year-old first overall pick. He takes a lot of grief here in Buffalo. But defensemen very often take a little bit. Even Rasmus Dahlin at 22 wasn't what Rasmus Dahlin is now. How do you look at Owen Power 3 years into it now as the number one overall pick at 22 years of age?
Yeah, still a young player, right, Paul? So I think that's the one thing people need to take into consideration and keep in mind when they talk about a lot of these players. I like what Power has been able to bring to the Sabres. I know he does things with a quiet, a calmness about him. That's just how he is. He's a cerebral player. But once he gets going and once he, he's been able to learn what the Sabres need from him, I think he's been, better than average. Let's put it that way. I like, the growth of this player. Obviously, the number one pick, there's a lot on your shoulders. Whenever you're the number one pick, there's going to be a major spotlight on you. Came into the league at a young age. I thought he picked up the best he can, what he could. I like what Power brings to, specialty teams, what he's been able to do 5-on-5. He's got a big powering shot back there. He's a player that, to me, as he gets older, as he learns, as he develops more under the system, with the style that the Lindy Ruff wants to play, I think it's going to benefit him. And I know for sure, because I've seen it with Ruff and with the Devils, when he was with the Devils and how he approached young players, particularly young defensemen, he's going to learn the right way. And that's going to be, as long as he listens listens to Lindy and does the things that he needs to do to develop and grow the way we all know he can, he's going to make an impact with the Sabres for sure.
Mike Morreale, NHL.com, joining us on the Western Hotline this morning. Mike, it's always great to talk with you. Thanks again. Enjoy the draft, and we'll talk again sometime down the line, I'm sure.
Yep, sounds great, Brayton, Paul. Thanks so much, guys. Have a great evening.
You as well. Mike Morreale, NHL.com on the Western Hotline. We'll step aside. Come right back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. You're listening.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Listening to WGR. Back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Our thanks to Mike Morial from NHL.com for joining us to talk some draft coverage as well as some Sabres prospects for a little bit. Let's head out to the phone lines here. Mark has been waiting very patiently on hold, and we appreciate Mark for doing so as we'll head out to West Seneca to talk to Mark. Mark, what's happening this morning?
Well, good morning, guys. It's a pleasure to wait for you guys, but especially Paul. Paul, you're number one in the city as far as analyst of hockey.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I wait for your opinion religiously after games and whenever I can, so this is a real pleasure to talk to you. I have a comment and a couple of questions for you guys, and I'll make them quick. My comment is, and I'm a lifelong Sabre fan. I've been there since day one. I actually was at the last game of the Buffalo Bisons when I was a kid, when they won the Calder Cup before we became the Sabres. So I've been there, and I'm a huge hockey fan. I've been there through every step of the way. That being said, for the longest time now, my opinion of the Buffalo Sabres administration is that we've become, especially over the last decade, an organization of talent gatherers, and it's been through several GMs as opposed to, and I understand why they may have felt doing this because our talent level was very low at one time, but you still have to draft and bring in players for specific roles within the team and also even specific roles within lines. If you have a distinct setup in your mind of how you want lines 1, 2, 3, and 4 to be made up, same thing with the defense pair. And I think you can attest to that by how many guys in Rochester seem to have the same kind of physical makeup and playing style. That being said, number two, would you trade Owen Power before Bo Byram? Owen Power, to me, may be at the highest level of his worth right now, and I'm a firm believer that players show you very quickly who they are and what they are. And when you look at Owen Power's game around the net and along the wall, the compete level is not where it should be, okay? And I don't know that you can raise that compete level as a guy gets older. In my opinion, you either have it or you don't, okay? And then the other question I have is, can somebody please explain to me the thought process, other than somewhat Pagula loves Kevin Adams, the advantage of bringing in a guy like Yaro, who has 30 years of experience in the NHL, from playing all the way up through, okay, and making him just an advisor and leaving final decisions with Kevin Adams. Kevin's made a couple of trades that I agree with, but if you follow the trade tree now of moving Mittelstadt, bringing in McLeod, and you had Byram, okay, in order to build the team, if you lose Byram, you're no further ahead than where you were if you had kept Mittelstadt and not brought in McLeod. Because at the time when Mittelstadt left, he was their best forward, highest point getter, and he was playing up and down the lineup. much like McLeod did this year without being the highest point getter. But same style of play, same thing he's given to the team.
All right, thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. We gotta kind of cut you short here because we're running short on time. We want to be able to get in Amy Lezikowski. Paul, thoughts on the future of the Sabres administration and just kind of where things go from here?
Well, I think the biggest problem is not necessarily who they're drafting. It's rushing young players to the NHL. I thought that's where the mistake was made. Yuri Kulik's a great example of doing it right. I mean, he's played over 100 games in the American Hockey League, well over 100 games. And look at how well he developed last year. I think they're finally doing it right with Devin Levi, who's been in the AHL for a year and a half. Some of the other guys hardly even spent like 50 games in the American Hockey League. They were in such a rush to get them up to Buffalo and sign them to long-term deals, and it turned out to be a huge mistake. They just weren't developed enough. I don't think it's they drafted a bad player. They just didn't develop well enough, and I think that's been the major problem. Kevin Adams has one more year left on his contract. He, as Terry Pegula said himself, is when he let Jason Botterill go, is he did not feel he was being heard. He is heard with Kevin Adams. And I don't think Terry Pegula really wants to pay somebody not to work anymore. I think that's a big part of it, too. And he gets a chance to meet Yarmo now and spend a year with him. And if it doesn't work out this year for the Buffalo Sabres, where a move has to be made, Pegula might feel comfortable now. You know, I've worked with this guy for a year. I know what he's about. I would like to, you know, bring him in as a general manager. So I know I can't get to all the points here, but that's at least some of them.
Yeah. Yeah. The only thing I'll say about this too, Paul, and you know, you can respond here if you want. Part of the whole thing for me is also just the way they've developed some of these guys, and you made mention to it, some of the guys they've tried to rush to the NHL, but I feel it goes a little deeper than that. You know, we've heard so many times over the years where, oh yeah, the Sabres got the best guy available in the draft, or they got a guy that was best player available at the time, or, you know, somebody that was, you know, ranked way higher falling to the Sabres. And just over time, it feels like whether they're at the NHL level, whether they're still at junior level, or whether they're in the minors, it's just there's something about it with the way that they're focused on trying to develop these players that just still isn't clicking. And I don't know if it's the wrong personnel that's in place or the wrong mindset that's in place, but it just seems like, you know, we get these guys who are highly touted as prospects, and then as they continue to develop, whether they're, again, in juniors or in the minors or even at the NHL level at a young age, the mindset of trying to develop these guys into whatever they become just – I don't know. It just isn't clicking right for me.
What kind of player could Dylan Cousins be right now if he spent 100 games in the American Hockey League?
Right.
He spent none.
Yeah.
None. You know, I don't think Dylan Cousins was that good that he was and I remember them saying while it was going on, well, we feel we can develop him better here in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, he had the one good year. But, you know, he's had his problems since. As I said, no games at all in the minors.
All right. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we're going to have Amy Lezikowski from the 11-Day Power Play join us. The 11-Day Power Play got started yesterday, and we'll run all the way through Sunday, June 29th. We'll get a little bit of a preview and what to expect for people that want to come down to the Harbor Center and cheer on the players as they're raising money for cancer research. Brayton Wilson, Paul Hamilton with you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. You're listening to WGR. One last final segment here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR Sports Radio 550. It's brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. And for our last segment, we're going to go back to the Wester Hotline, and we're going to bring in one of our favorite people to talk to at around this time of year. It's Amy Lezikowski from the 11-Day Power Play, as the 11-Day Power Play is officially underway at Harbor Center, started yesterday. Amy, thanks again for taking a few minutes of your busy time during this event to join us. How is everything going so far this morning at Harbor Center?
Well, thanks for having me. It's going great. You know, we're on day two here and teams are coming in and out every 3 hours, and you know their fundraising has been incredible, and now they're battling it out on the ice.
How did yesterday was obviously opening night, opening ceremonies that took place in the evening hours, but obviously the first teams were stepping onto the ice in the morning hours. How did everything go in opening day?
It went great. Puck dropped yesterday at 9 a.m., and we had three teams play prior to opening. And then at opening, we had our top 60 fundraisers play, which was exciting and fun to watch. They were hosted by Dan Dunleavy, who did play-by-play. We had face painters, balloon makers. We're selling lots of merchandise. So it was a really fun night and a great way to kick off the event.
3,000 players set to play this year in the 11-day power play in downtown Buffalo. Where do things stand right now in terms of donations and what you're looking at with funds raised for cancer research here in Western New York?
So we are inching up on $1.3 million, which is incredible. It's the most we've brought in at this time during the event, and we're hoping to hit a $1.7 million goal this year to support the cancer cause. We continue to support research at Roswell Park. We continue to support Camp Good Days and send campers to camp free every summer. And Make-A-Wish, of course, you know, we've been able to support more than 340 wishes locally. So the money that comes in stays local and it allows us to give back to the community in a really big way.
That's awesome. That's amazing that so far just about $1.3 million raised for cancer research. It's amazing to me, Amy. You guys started 9 years ago. This is year nine for the 11-day power play. And just the continued support that you guys see and the donations that are received, it never seems to stop. You know, I've played in, I think this is going to be my sixth year playing in the 11-day power play, and every year it just still amazes me the amount of support that you guys get and the amount of people that still chatter about it and take in, coming down, supporting the players. I mean, does it surprise you every year that this continues?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
News just as much as it surprises me.
Yeah, I mean, hockey is such, you know, a fun sport. People love it. And then you combine that with, you know, being able to give back and support the community. And I think, you know, the hockey players really, you know, it just resonates with them. They've found the way to give back, and everyone's affected, and, you know, they share a lot here. You know, we have interviews going on with players behind the scenes. We have a player of the game, just hearing their stories. You know, there's a reason why they come back, and, you know, we're just so grateful for that, and that support continues. And we're going to continue doing this until, you know, we don't have to. And it's, you know, hopefully at some point we can find a cure.
And obviously the people that come out every year to support them, what are those conversations like with you on a regular basis for people that this may be their ninth year coming down supporting the players? It may be their third year. Maybe they're cheering on a family member that's playing. I mean, what are those interactions like with the community?
You know, everybody gets excited. It's almost like Christmas Day for 11 days straight. You know, they just really look forward to it. I mean, everyone wants to do something. We've got more than 300 volunteers that really put this event on. It's a very well-oiled machine, but we do change it up, you know, as much as we can each year to keep people, you know, coming back. And it's just, it's really great to see everybody coming in and out of the rink, just happy and glad to give back to the community.
Amy Lezikowski from the 11-Day Power Play joining us here on the Wester Hotline on WGR. Obviously, Amy, we're going to have a weekend of games coming up here, and then all next week is going to be some action as well. Feel free to tell people what they can expect when they come down to Harbor Center to downtown Buffalo and head to Harbor Center to see the players play.
Yeah, it's free to the public to come down. I know it's going to be pretty hot this next week, and we're here for the entire event up until June 29th. We sell merchandise. It's great to cheer on the players. We have a rink of hope that people can place a puck in memory or honor of someone that, you know, they'd like to remember or honor, and, you know, people can come on down and do that and just really make signs for the players and cheer them on, because they work so hard all year fundraising, and this is kind of their, you know, special moment on the ice, and they do really like to play in front of a crowd.
Now, this year, the Team WGR is going to be playing on Thursday, June 26th. Our shift is from 6 to 9, and some of the players that will be featured on the ice during our time, myself included, also playing Derek Kramer, Jody Biasi, Josh Schmidt, Trevor Howard is going to join us this year, TJ Luckman, Owen Parker is back, and of course, our brand manager, Alan Davis. I do have to ask, is Mike going to be jumping onto the ice with us at some point, whether it be for us or for the Western New York Media All-Stars?
I would assume he would. He usually is on the ice at least 9 to 10 times each event, and I do believe I saw him on your roster.
Good.
So you will see him.
Good. Okay, as long as he's playing with us. Amy, feel free to tell people where they can donate and continue to contribute to the cause and find out more information about the event itself.
You can go to 11daypowerplay.com. There's a donate button. There's also a volunteer link that you can sign up to volunteer. We're always in need. We always have holes that we need to fill. And we really would appreciate if people would help us in that way. And if they're far away and they can't make it down, a donation is obviously very welcome and continues to support our cause and our mission.
Well, Amy, we always appreciate you joining us for a few minutes to talk about the 11-day, and especially with it ongoing. I know you got a busy schedule, so we'll let you get back to it. And I'm sure this won't be the last time you hear from us at this point, you know, at some point over the course of the next several days. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Amy Lezikowski joining us on the Wester Hotline here on WGR. That's going to do it for Paul and myself today. Thanks again to Mike Morial from NHL.com and Amy, of course, from the 11-Day Power Play joining us. Thanks to Paul as well. We'll be back with you again tomorrow morning, same time, 10 a.m. on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Coming up next, though, Derek Kramer and Joe Calley are going to be filling in for the next 3 hours as they fill in during Sabres Live and One Bills Live, as those guys enjoy a couple of days off as they get ready for the long weekend here as summer's about to begin. Opening day of summer is, what, Saturday? So, yeah, fun times. Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in. We'll be back again tomorrow with you, and stay tuned. Derek and Joe coming up next here on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.